Welcome back to the show. I'm Julia Hartley-Brewer, you're with Talk TV. Now, the Scottish Government is under fire from environmental campaigners after they ditched their target to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 75% by 2030. They've ditched them. The final goal, they say, of reaching net zero by 2045 will remain, but the government's annual climate targets could also go. Basically, Scottish ministers have missed 8 out of the last 12 annual targets and have been told that reaching the 75% milestone by the end of the decade is quite simply unachievable. But the Climate Change Committee, which provides, we're told, independent advice to ministers, it's not independent, warned back in 2022 that Scotland has lost its lead over the rest of the UK in tackling this issue. And so the decision has been to scrap the targets. So he told us it's an embarrassing retreat for both the SNP and, of course, their partners in government, the Scottish Greens. Their target to reduce target emissions for, was tougher for, than for the rest of the UK as a whole, where we've got a rest of the UK, it's a reduction of 68% by 2030 instead of 75%. Of course, this is all pie in the sky, abject nonsense. None of this is going to be achievable, and we're wasting billions trying to do it. Well, joining me right now to discuss this is founder of Ecotricity and a Labour Party donor, Dale Vince. Good afternoon to you, Dale.
Good afternoon, Julia.
Thanks good for joining us. I mean, there's no point. If you've got a target, which I think, frankly, is a ridiculous target, but a target that's unachievable, that you are not going to be able to achieve, you may as well ditch it, won't you? Shouldn't you?
I don't think so, actually. I think it's better to have a target and strive to hit that target. If you do away with the target, then you lose the impetus, don't you, to do something and to do better. Clearly, Scotland needs to do better. Taking away the target is not the answer. Doing more is the answer.
Well, you say doing more, but I mean, how were they hoping to reach the target? I mean, we've got very similar targets across the rest of the UK. How is that going to be achieved? Because we've got lots of measures we were told were going to make a difference in terms of, you know, converting boilers to, different kinds of, heat pumps, people not being able to buy, anything but an electric vehicle. And all these different measures, they're gradually being dropped or pushed back as we get close to when these are supposed to be brought in, because they're unworkable and unachievable. And, hey, the voters don't like them.
Well, I don't think that's completely accurate. I think in terms of
which
electric
bit?
Cars, that's pushed back by, well, this one. In terms of electric cars, that part was pushed back by Rishi Sunak for political reasons. It didn't make any economic sense.
The manufacturers said they can't sell the cars. No one wants to buy them.
No, the manufacturers said that by 2030, the cost of an electric car will be the same as the cost of a petrol or diesel car.
But no
one
wants to
buy them. So there's no point in pushing back the ban on the sale of new petrol and diesel cars by 5 years because there won't be a price difference. That's what the manufacturers said. But the other thing you said is about heat pumps. And actually, I don't stand on the side of heat pumps. There was proposed to be a boiler ban, a new boiler ban, so that when your boiler breaks, you have to buy a heat pump or you can't buy a boiler anyway, at least. I don't agree with that. I've campaigned against that. I think we have better answers. And so I just don't think what you said was completely true, that these things are being unpicked because they're unworkable. The electric car change was not about being unworkable.
Yes, it was. Manufacturers were going to be fined for each. Every year, the percentage of the cars they sold that had to be electric vehicles was going to go up, and they were going to be fined if they didn't reach that target. And they said, we can't sell the electric vehicles. People don't want to buy them.
I don't think that's true. And this
no,
is not what
you can
Rishi
say
Sunak
you don't
said
think
when
it's
he unveiled
true.
This
it's
policy
not,
change.
It's
he
no,
said it was
manufacturers
about the
literally
crisis,
said this in public.
The
and the
green
figures
transition.
For the
that's
Dale,
what he said.
Dale, figure,
can,
the actual figures on
talk,
the number of sales
be
shows that's
if
true.
We let each other talk, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but you said I don't think that's true. You can say I don't think the sky is blue, but you have to actually have some facts to back it up.
Let me explain it, Julia. You don't let me speak. I was trying to tell you why I don't think that's true.
Go on then.
Again, because when Rishi Sunak unveiled the pushing back of the target to end the sale of new petrol and diesel cars by 5 years, he did not say it's because manufacturers cannot sell them.
No, he didn't say it. The manufacturers said, we can't sell EV cars. People don't want to buy them.
But that's not true, is it? The manufacturer said that by 2030, the price differential would be the same. They said that pushing back this target now, breaking a government target now, they said will undermine confidence in the industry. They said they'd spent hundreds of billions to deliver electric cars for this target date. And the manufacturers, even the motoring associations, the AA and the RAC, were disappointed by the change because it was undermining confidence in government policy. There was no economic reason to make that change, none.
You're quite wrong. Major car manufacturers were lobbying the government saying, you're going to have to push this back because we can't sell them. By the way, we wouldn't actually have the electricity grid up to scratch enough. We're going to be losing some of our electricity production to actually run all these cars. Let's talk, though,
I disagree.
Disagree
because
on what?
Most electric cars... that we lose electricity production because of electric cars.
Nuclear power stations are closing down. We need reliable electricity production, which you don't get from renewables. That's why you have to have gas-fired poles, gas-fired power stations and nuclear power stations. And we ain't building any of those. So we're going to have an increased need for electricity to run our cars in a few years' time if we had that policy. But we're not going to have any increase in electricity. In fact, we're going to have a decrease in our ability to produce electricity.
But that's not true, is it? We're having a massive increase in our ability to produce electricity, and it's happening through renewable energy.
That's not reliable electricity.
Have you missed the point that Hinkley's being built, that nuclear power station over on the West Coast?
When?
Good question.
No, exactly.
That makes a very good point.
Other nuclear power stations are going out of commission.
On time or on budget. Nuclear power, we can't rely on it. We can't rely on Hinkley.
No, we have to rely on nuclear power because we can't rely on wind turbines and solar panels.
And when I tell you it's being built, you say, but when? And that's the question about nuclear. But when's it going to happen? Because it's always decades late.
It's always decades. Yes, we're terrible at building anything in this country, apparently, apart from sodding wind turbines ruining the nation. But the point is wind. I know you love your renewable energy, and it's wonderful if we could do everything with renewable energy. That'd be fantastic. However, sometimes, remarkably often, the wind doesn't blow, and an awful lot of the time, the sun doesn't shine. So we don't have reliable energy from the wind and the sun. That's why we need to have backup energy. And unfortunately, that backup energy is becoming... There's going to be less of it rather than more of it in the coming years because we've not been building those power plants.
No, but you I don't think you really understand how the grid works, how the energy mix works. These are not facts. These are opinions. They're not facts.
I have an opinion on whether or not we're building more nuclear power plants that's not based on actual facts.
No. What you said was that we need reliable sources of energy that we don't have and we are not building because we're building more renewable energy. I'm saying that's not a fact.
I didn't say that. We can build as many wind turbines as we want, but they're not going to be able to provide electricity all the time, which is why we need backup. But we haven't got that backup. We are going to have a reduced ability.
We do have
ability.
The backup. It's not true to say that. We have the backup now. We don't need
do we? What's
backup.
The backup now?
Nuclear cannot be turned on quickly like gas can. It is not backup, it's base load. You don't understand what you're talking about.
We are decommissioning gas power stations, decommissioning nuclear power stations. Yes, we're building supposedly
The government are talking about building new gas
power
stations.
They are talking about it.
A month ago.
We are talking about it. Well, you think they're going to be in place by 2030? I mean, God bless your optimism.
You honestly don't understand what you're talking about.
I'm just stupid.
All right, nearly 50% green energy on the grid.
I know nothing about this.
You have a particular stance that you wish to take that appeals to your audience, and it's not based on fact. That was my next point. It's not based on fact.
Are we in that post-truth age where we just choose our own facts about what our energy production capability is?
I think we live in different worlds. I think we live in
different worlds. I base mine on the energy industry's own forecast.
I live and work in the world of energy.
Yeah. You make a lot of money from green energy.
The world of radio. Populist radio, I would say.
I'm so insulted,
Not
Dale.
Not popular, populist.
I'm again so insulted. How terrible.
I'm just saying, that's where you live. That's why we have different
opinions.
That's
where I live. I was also a political editor of a national newspaper.
I also
spend my time actually researching to actually know what I'm talking about. So I don't just say what I think about the nuclear energy policy energy mix.
You're offering opinions.
No, it's not an opinion when you're talking about the forecasts from the actual energy industry bodies.
Which ones?
No, but it doesn't matter because it's an opinion, right? Anyway, Dil, look, where time is running out, I want to ask you also...
What about the national grid? What about the national grid? I mean, they say...
National grid are pretty darn clear. They're predicting blackouts, for God's sake. Why would we have blackouts if we've got reliable energy?
They're not predicting blackouts.
Yeah, yes, they
are. Why don't we move on to your second topic? Because I'm sure it's going to be...
You just said they're not... I mean, sorry, can someone just... Can someone just fact-check this? Hey, BBC Verify. Genuinely, you... I mean... I swear, if I said this is up and this is down, you'd go, that's your opinion.
No,
right, Dale, right, let's also ask you about...
I disagree with you about that as well, Julia. I wouldn't say that.
No, you wouldn't. Well, it's populist opinion. I'm just a radio shock jock, of course. Let's talk about Dubai. I know you happened to tweet me the other day about the horrific rainfall. 1 year's rain, 1.5 years' rain, I think, in a day in Dubai. Yeah. It's led to mass flooding, loads of holidaymakers having to leave because the whole place is underwater. Apparently, this is down to climate change, and people like me just aren't taking it seriously enough.
I think that's fair.
Do you? On what evidence?
On what evidence? Blimey, the evidence of climate change is overwhelming by now, surely.
No, what evidence that this rainfall is caused by climate change? Because every time there's a disaster of some sort, you always say, look, this is climate change, even if it's something that's been happening for hundreds of years.
But this hasn't been happening for hundreds of years.
Yes, but even if, in the cases of other floods that we see, or other rainfalls, any storm, any drought, any storm, anything that happens, you always tweet, look, Julia, this is evidence of climate change. Even though the IPCC reports point out there's no evidence to date that there's been an increase in storms or anything like that.
I think we can see the pattern of weather, and we are having extreme weather. Weather-related insurance claims in our country, Julia, last year reached over £500 billion, and that's up 36% on the year before. It's a record level of insurance claims due to weather damage. That weather is caused by climate change. I mean,
that's not a statement that you can back up with any scientific document.
But it is. It is. It's so clear.
The flooding is largely caused by the failure to dredge rivers and building on floodplains. If you build thousands of houses on floodplains, they might get flooded.
This is silly. The scientific consensus is so clear.
Consensus.
Climate change is man-made. It is man-made, and
that's
extreme
not even
weather
the,
events.
That's not
have
even
been
the scientific consensus.
For decades, as the outcome.
That's
of
not
the
what the scientific
crisis.
Consensus is. That some part of it is man-made.
That's just my opinion.
I'm just on the radio.
You shouldn't be denying these things.
Denying.
You?
Oh, well, that would be as bad as denying the Holocaust, wouldn't it? You've written that before.
I think it's akin, because there's a coming Holocaust that's going to be far worse in terms of loss of human life. And when you
that's
deny
weird.
It, you obscure,
what
the,
loss of human life?
The facts. You dilute the impact and
what
the,
loss
the
of
need
human
to
life?
Sort of pull together.
What loss of human life, Dale? 99% fall in the number of people dying as a result of climate-related and weather-related disasters in the last 100 years. Why do you think people are going to die?
The United Nations says that 3 million people have been killed already by the climate crisis and tens of millions made homeless. The United Nations says that, Julia. That's why I say it.
Yeah, OK. Dale, we'll have to leave it there. They're shouting in my ear. We have to end. It's been a pleasure. Always is. Thank you for joining us. Keep tweeting me. It keeps me on my feet. Claire Pearsall, quick word from you.
What can you say? What can you add to that? I think it's...
Never know.
In my opinion... No, I'm not very often speechless.
But you,
I think we don't have the capacity in this country to produce enough electricity. You cannot rely on renewables.
Full stop. There we go.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.